We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
National Review Lee declares the Tea Party dead. The new budget deal is the headline. New budget deal puts final nail in the Tea Party coffin. Wait, what? Why? You ask. Okay, maybe you didn't. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good. Yeah. Yes.
You're on a roll. I'm letting you go.
See, you're my work spouse. It's like my real spouse. Are you listening? Don't be a quiz later. I'm kidding. Here's how it starts. The conventional wisdom among Washington Republicans is that populist conservative voters no longer care about spending or deficits. President Trump and congressional leaders are nearing a deal that would raise the discretionary spending caps by $320 billion over 2 years and offset less than one quarter of those costs. The budget deal would essentially repeal the final 2 years of the 2011 Budget Control Act and raise the baseline for future discretionary spending by nearly $2 trillion over a decade.
Oh, is that all?
It's just, at this point, does it matter? Honestly, I mean, I'm not joking. Does it really matter when you're, $21, $22 trillion in debt? I mean, they're talking about piling. The Democrats are tens of trillions more onto the debt. We now have just barely surpassed the debt level as a percentage of the economy from World War II. And nobody seems the slightest bit concerned. I mean, that was the purpose of the Tea Party coming into power, into existence.
Yeah.
It was TARP. It was all that, just outrageous spending.
Well, yeah, there was that. It was the taxation and. You know, the accountability and the lack of any type of fiscal restraint that's been going on in D.C. for probably about 100 years now.
Yep. You look back. I mean, this has happened so quickly. Okay, the budget deficit, right, which is that's amount like what we borrow basically every year on the budget, like the deficits of money that we don't have enough tax money to cover it, so we borrow it. Okay. Do you know it was $161 billion in 2007? That seems so small.
Yeah.
You know? Fast forward to 2009, and the budget had exceeded $1 trillion. The budget deficit had exceeded $1 trillion annually for the first time, reaching $1.4 trillion. Yeah. Now we borrow about half the budget. I mean, this has really happened, end of the Bush era, in the Obama era, and nobody even talks about this anymore.
Yeah.
Very,
very few. I mean, you've got Rand Paul out there trying to get some traction, and he can't because mainstream media won't pay any attention to it. The only time it's paid any attention to is when they can use it to bash the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here.
And we used it to bash the Obama administration.
Yes.
We did. And now Trump's in office, and I get complaints from time to time about it. You know, with me, it's just like everything else. The wheels are coming off so fast in so many different directions. Yeah. This is just one of the ways. But I mean, if you look at this, you look at this new budget, and I'm sure Trump will sign it, and the Democrats will. I mean, they just wouldn't dawn on them to, God forbid, cut $320 billion. You know what I mean? And not raise the cap, right? Like that's the thing. I mean, you know, if you have to raise the cap, or the government will grind to a halt, you can't find anything to cut in there. Not one thing. Nope. And Trump will sign it.
Yeah.
And they'll go right on. And Trump, in a way, has to sign it because it's not a hot issue. And because anything he tries to cut, I mean, any stupid thing, it could be a breeding program for zebras. They'll find a way to get hysterical. Oh, my God, zebras are going to go extinct.
Yeah.
You know how they are.
Oh, yeah.
So, essentially what we have decided here is that we're just going to spend till we go broke. We've never been in this territory before. We don't know what'll happen. I mean, at some point, we'll default, I would imagine.
No, we won't.
You don't think so?
Too big to fail.
Taxes?
No.
Well, I mean, that's not going
to
help because when you raise taxes, the amount of money coming to the Treasury goes down. We know that.
Exactly.
When you lower taxes, the amount of money coming to the Treasury goes up because there's more economic activity. So they can't even really fix this by raising taxes. Unless they start seizing, like, you know, the contents of people's 401k or something, like, you know, in a one-time sweep or something. I don't know. I don't know where this is going to end. I mean, I can't imagine it ends anywhere good.
No, it doesn't.
But, you know, in not dealing with this, we make decisions by not dealing with things. You know, I mean, if you've got high blood pressure and you don't change your lifestyle, day by day, you will have made a choice to maybe die a little earlier. That's kind of what we're doing here. We're making a choice by not making one. Trump, by the way, is promising, you know, well, my second, I'm going to cut. I don't know. I don't know what he'll do. But, Tea Party.
Trump's hands are tied on this. He has absolutely nothing that he can do about that. I mean, you really can't blame him because there's nothing that he can really do about this situation. He can try, but he's getting little help from Republicans and no help from Democrats. And most folks in the country don't understand the seriousness of the situation to begin with.
No. And remember this began with Paul Ryan and the Democrats had that absolutely massive, like, budget busting, deficit exploding budget. And he came into office and everyone thought, oh, he'll throw that out. When Paul Ryan came in as speaker and the Republicans took over, he didn't. He passed it with everything they wanted inside of it. Remember the spending caps blown? I mean, all of it. He just, you know, I mean, so... But of course, no money for the wall because that would be too much.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. I guess my children will find out what happens. Maybe I will.
This, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost.
I guess so. text writes here, they have considered confiscating 401k several times in the last 10 years. They have had committee meetings.
That idea keeps getting brought up. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to have to do it eventually to keep from defaulting. They're going to have to hit some large chunk of cash somewhere. But I just, you know, I don't know. I mean, we now owe more than the sum of the entire economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And I mean, if the Democrats, I mean, their plan literally is Medicare is going broke, Social Security is going broke. And what we just need to do is just basically expand Medicare. What, isn't it growing broke? Well, yeah. Aren't we $22 trillion in debt? Yeah. I mean, remember, I mean, Horizontal Harris and AOC have both been asked, where are you going to get the money? And they both said the same thing. We'll borrow it, and we don't really have to pay it all back. I just don't know what country we're going to get that deal from. But maybe there's a country out there that's fine
China.
With us. Yeah, really? Well, that's if Trump's not done breaking them financially by then, you know?
Exactly.
Because they really are circling the toilet, their economy. So I don't know. Yeah, and the Russians were buying a lot of it for a while, but they're not anymore. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you this. You know, we're sitting here reeling in horror at the idea of open borders, right? I mean, this just seems so bizarre. This is so lawless. It's so crazy. Well, we're not alone. Poll after poll after poll has shown this. It's not the headline in these polls, but, you know, I like to break these polls down, right? Here's another one. Yet another liberal polling group, NPR, PBS, Marist poll, okay? Not conservative, any of those. You know what they just found? Moderate Democrats are turned off by the party's 2020 open borders agenda. Democrats. Not Republicans. Democrats. And these numbers, and they asked about amnesty, free health care for illegal aliens, and the decriminalization of illegal immigration in the U.S. Okay.
Yeah.
Among those who identify as moderate Democrats, a plurality of 47% say providing free health care to illegal aliens is a bad idea. 43% say it's a good idea. So, I mean, that's a real division.
Mm-hmm.
For voters who describe themselves as moderates, a majority of 56 is moderate Democrats. A majority of 56% called free health care for illegal aliens a bad idea. Only 37% said it was a good idea. Even among the Democrats' most ardent liberals, the policy of having American taxpayers pay for free health care of illegal aliens does not come with sweeping unanimous support. 57% of liberal Democrat voters say they support the plan, but 35% of liberals, more than one in three, say they oppose it. I guess their plan is just to keep screaming racism so that everybody forgets what they stand for. I mean, this is...
That's pretty much it.
How are they going to turn out their own base with this? I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, I forgot the last part of that, by the way. Yeah, it's not just us who are horrified by the idea of open borders. It's Democrats. And this comes from a liberal source. It's a poll conducted by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist. Listen to this final part. I forgot. This is crazy. What about decriminalizing border crossings? Does anybody want to come? Yeah, just come on. Go ahead. As was proposed at the Democrat debate. How'd that play? It does not garner overwhelmingly broad support from the Democrats' far left base. For very liberal voters, those who identify as very liberal in the poll, 50% say decriminalizing illegal immigration is a good idea, but 41%, this is very liberal, consider it a bad idea. Wow, way to split your base. When they polled moderates, not moderate Democrats, but moderate voters, 7 in 10 moderates called the effort to decriminalize illegal immigration a bad idea. All right, so they're losing there. Not getting moderates, 70% opposed. Even very liberal Democrats, 41% opposed. What about self-described moderate Democrats? I've never seen such a thing, but well, supposedly they exist according to this poll. Nearly 6 in 10 moderate Democrat voters say decriminalizing illegal border crossings is a bad idea. Only 34% say it's a good idea. Now, what's interesting in this poll is they do not give the overall Democrat number. If only 50% of very liberal Democrats think decriminalizing illegal immigration is a good idea and the moderates are against it, I would guess the overall numbers would show it's split right down the middle. So, and Republicans are very unified on this. 95% of Republicans call free health care for illegal aliens a bad idea. 95%. With less than 30% of swing voters, and only 6% of Republicans supporting the plan. Yeah. I don't know how they get 6 in 95, but I'm just reading this. When it comes to decriminalizing illegal immigration, 68% of swing voters and 87% of Republicans call the effort a bad idea. These are not winning ideas, folks. This is why they're desperate to impeach. This is why they will not stop talking about race. They have nothing they can run on. They don't. It's going to be really interesting to watch them pivot in the general, don't you think? Well, they'll go all like border safety and put some kind of stupid plan out to cover up what they actually said in the primary. And the media will run with that. And when you fact check them, they'll be like, oh, no, they're not for open borders. They are. They all are. Fred in Duncan is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tara, just comment on what you were talking about how some of these policies, now you're pulling even some of the left, and some of them are saying, no, hey, whoa, hold the phone here, this is too much. I mean, whether it's Bernie Sanders coming out, if you remember saying that, you know, person on death row should have the right to vote, just like anyone else.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom out in California saying, hey, we got to pay for the health benefits of illegal aliens, when you can't afford to pay for the benefits of your own family because of the high taxes, we're going to, you know, decriminalize illegal immigration. I mean, it's really lining this up in such a way that even people on the left are starting, they've got to be getting scary now, because you look at the squad's greatest hits and, you know, get rid of ICE. It's just one after another when you look at them. Even people on the left have to be getting scared about it. But then when you get to the independent voter or the conservatives and they look at Trump's position, while, you know, he's going to get reviled by the media, his positions are seeming more and more to be on the right side of things on the bulk of the categories you could consider.
It's going to make this election really interesting, isn't it, Fred?
I certainly will.
Yep. I can't wait to watch it. I mean, the only way they can make it up is massive voter fraud. I just don't know. And, you know, I wonder how this is all affecting Black Americans. This is the interesting thing about that poll. They did not say, they said moderate Democrats, liberal Democrats, you know, these huge numbers opposed to open borders, free health care for illegals. I wonder what Black voters think. I wonder where they fall. This has got to be hitting them. They're like, dude, where's my free health care? You're going to give that to illegals first? That's what my reaction would be. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, we go. Text writes, hey, Tara, I will take the money in my 401k and burn it before I will let them give it any more to the bums. Me too. We'll be right there having a big bonfire. Texter writes, Paul Ryan is as big an enemy of the state as any Democrat, ranks right up there with the Jihad Squad. Let me think about that. Well, I mean, I would give him a little credit. I mean, he never like condoned terror attacks by refusing to condemn them, and he didn't. I mean, you know, he didn't, you know, overtly support the dictatorship, the brutal, bloody dictatorship in Venezuela. I mean, I can say those are two things that differentiate him. Beyond that, I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, are there really any polls on reproductive justice? Oh, yeah. You mean infanticide? Oh, yeah. Democrats are overwhelmingly against infanticide. They're totally down with abortion, you know, on demand. But once you get in that third trimester, even with Democrats, it gets dicey. Yeah, I think it was like, 30% or something of Democrats. It was in the low 30s supporting infanticide, which is, you know, basically abortion right up till you're in labor. It wasn't good. We were asking these same questions with that issue, too. Now, what's going to come down to is, will Trump remind everybody where these people stood? I think that's the important question. Texter writes, is it true that Californians are trying to... I don't know what that means. Something. Their Governor Newsom? I have no idea. Texter writes, hey, Tara, just think the squad is going to get retirement payment for the rest of their life as HR for only serving one term. How sad. I'm on the fly. I'd have to look it up. I think you have to serve two terms. I think you do. That may have changed. I could be wrong. I'm going to have to look it up at the break. Texter writes, how could anyone that would support decriminalizing illegal immigration even remotely consider themselves a swing vote? I'll swing vote means you're on the fence. The thought of open borders is so far left, I don't see how that relates at all to be so-called swing voter. To the so-called, I think they mean so-called swing voter. What in the heck is wrong with these people out there? Well, the thing, I don't think they're wrong. I think they need someone to tell them they're normal. I'm telling you, the biggest block of people in this country are normals. They don't want to kill babies on the day of their birth. They don't want open borders. They don't want no DNA testing at the border to find out if the worst criminals on earth are coming here. They don't want those things. That is the biggest block. It's not conservative. This is a right, center-right country. The biggest block of voters is center-right. But I mean, we're in the territory. I think the biggest plurality is just normals. That I call them, they're normals, not conservative, definitely not liberal. Just like, duh, dude, this stuff's crazy. Anyway. Texter writes, too big to fail was an excuse the government used to bail out banks and other major corporations. If the U.S. defaults, who is going to bail us out? Yeah. I don't know. Call Nancy Pelosi's office and ask. I'll just be like, hey, how you doing? Maybe call Clyburn's. Maybe he'll answer. Who's going to bail us out? I mean, we already spent the whole economy. Congress stole the economy, spent it. We owe the entire economy. What we owe is now bigger than the entire economy, annual economy of the country. I mean, so like, I don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the bubonic plague is resurfacing in California. Yeah, I know. I did that yesterday. Podcast, y'all. Seriously, podcast. Text the word podcast to 71307. Gotta keep up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So sad to hear about the baby drowning, Lee.
Yes.
Oh, breaks my heart. And, you know, it's a good time to bring this up because I learned some things as a parent about drowning that I didn't know. Children will fool you. The average child is within 20 feet of the adult who is supposed to be watching them when they drown. So it's not like mom, you know, walked off and that's why it happened. And the thing that'll fool you, they can drown as quickly, especially if they're 4 or under. They can drown in as little as 25 seconds. That's from the Washington Post. Even in the shallow ends or the baby pool, they drown faster than we do. And they're very different in this way. When adults drown, or even teenagers, there tends to be splashing and screaming and, you know, what you'd expect. With kids, they don't do any of that. They don't splash. They don't do any of it. They just slip under the water. And so, you know, people are in their mind looking for struggle or trouble with the child. It's the opposite that you need to look for. I never liked to be like without like further than arm's length when they were that little.
Yeah.
It's the leading cause of death for kids 1 through 4. So be on the lookout for that. You really gotta watch them again because you're not going to see the signs. It happens so fast. This is how mom is so close but doesn't see it. She's looking for struggle. A lot of people think that and they don't. You know, because Crash is developmentally delayed, so he has trouble. He learns things very quickly, but then forgets them. And it's part of developmental delay if you have a child who's had that. And so, you know, I've taught him to swim. We've taken swim lessons like every year. And then it's like, what? Because he forgets. And then the motor skill stuff. So, I mean, this is the first year, thank God for this, that I feel like Crash really learned to swim this year. And I finally don't have to worry as much as I did. That, you know, by March, he couldn't swim at all. And then by the end of swim team, he was doing, you know, 2 laps in the pool and actually winning ribbons. So he's come really far this year. So finally, I've taught him, but I still don't feel good about it. You know, the number two cause of death for kids 15 to 24 is still drowning.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't mean to lecture, but there's a lot of stuff parents don't know. And, I mean, you just can't watch them closely enough. I've made a habit of leaving my phone where like I'll put it in the bag in case I need it for an emergency, but I don't let myself touch it at the pool because it's just so easy to get distracted. Yeah. with what's there. And I did that during swim practice because I feel like, you know what I mean? There's no way that they can watch all the kids all the time. And so, I mean, I feel like it's my job to watch my kids.
Well, it's always your job to watch your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, but a lot of parents would drop these like, you know, 5, 6-year-old kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
And some of them, I mean, those kids, when they swim laps for the first time, they swallow so much water and it goes in their lungs and they'll get out of the pool hacking. I'm like, good God, watch that kid tonight for dry drowning.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just sad. So I don't mean to go on a riff about that, but it's one of my things. That's why I made my screaming, crying children do swim team this year, 2-a-day practices. They're like, I hate the sport. I want to do it. I don't care. You're learning how to swim.
Yeah.
You know, they had swim lessons, right? So they know how to kick around the pool. They dive for pennies in the bottom. They do all that stuff. But they didn't know strokes real well. You know, like I didn't feel like they could swim a distance if they had to. So I feel good about that now that swim team's over. I feel like we really got it. But
good.
We're doing 2 more years anyway.
Another 2-year sentence.
Another 2-year sentence. Yep. Okay. Meanwhile, switching gears. Did you see this? About what the CNBC is reporting.
Oh,
about
the
air conditioner maker Lennox.
Okay.
Do you know what they just did?
I'm sure they're racist.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying.
Okay.
Right, so if everything is racist, if it's not part of the Democrat Party directly, it's racist. Well, the air conditioner maker Lennox has cut its forecast for sales.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why?
Climate change.
Well, it is climate change based on predictions of cooler temperatures. So, I mean, that would be a change in the climate,
yes,
right?
Yes, it would.
Significantly cooler temperatures and higher precipitation across the U.S. adversely impacted the HVAC market in the second quarter. They're projecting that this will only get worse as the earth cools. Okay. They need to call up AOC.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's not what the not the direction that the thermometer is headed, apparently.
No. And they're citing, you know, all that sunspot stuff and all of that, which it really has been predictive of colder weather. Anyway, so just, you know, as if you're going to, you want to know what's going on with Lennox or whatever, it's the global cooling could affect. I mean, maybe not the best time to invest in air conditioners or air conditioner making companies.
So I don't guess they'll be one of our clients that they'll be bringing to you next week then, huh?
No, well, this is still South Carolina. Yeah. It's hot as blazes here.
Yeah, exactly.
Even when it cools down,
even
it's
when
still
the sun's
hot.
Not out, it's hot.
I know. Yeah. Even when it cools down, it's still hot as blazes here. You know, 10 degree temperature drop in the summer, you still need your AC.
Yes.
Badly. So, and meanwhile, this was weird. Did you see this? Because you know how I am. I'm very stressed about this beach trip, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I am total helicopter.
Yeah.
And I admitted I have my flaws. One of my kids' teachers this year said, "You're my helicopter mom." I was like, "Are there others?" Mm-hmm. She goes, "You're the worst." I was like, "Okay." So, you know, I've been worried about the sharks, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Did you see this? Apparently, it's not just the shark. I have never seen this before. Guy was killed on Oak Island. I love Oak Island. Been there many times. By a freak accident. He was body slammed by a wave.
Yeah. Well, see, he wasn't on Oak Island. He was in the water off the coast of Oak Island.
Exactly. Giant wave crashed into him and slammed his head in the sand.
Yeah.
Where he was playing with three of his children. Broke his neck.
Yep.
Hmm.
Very sad story.
You know, when that came out last night, right, I was like, wow, does that happen? And then I like Googled and good trying to find, and I went back 35 pages. And I couldn't find any reference to this happening to anybody but him.
Apparently, in the story that I saw yesterday, and I do not recall where it was, but apparently this does happen on occasion. It's pretty rare, but, you know, people get hit unexpectedly by a large wave and, you know, strike the bottom the right way. It's just like diving into a pool.
Yeah, I guess. That is powerful. I mean, a man. That would have to take a lot of force. I mean, I've been hit by a hard wave, but sheesh, I guess just wrong place, wrong time.
Yep.
I got to get through my beach vacation this year, Lee. I'm so done after. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I need to go to Disney World.
I don't know if you folks will even see the water the way you're acting.
I know. It's between the shark attacks and what a mess. All right, anyway. So, Boris Johnson is the new prime minister.
Yep.
And Brexit's supposedly on.
Yeah, it is on.
Yeah, we'll see.
By October 31st, according to Boris.
Hmm. We'll see if they get there. Yeah, it's interesting because the pound took a nosedive.
Mm-hmm.
The economy has done better since the announcement of Brexit. I mean, like, the first time.
Yeah.
Remember, everything was supposed to crash and burn, and there'd be no more investment. Well, actually, things went up, not down. So, kind of surprised by that news, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, at least the U.S. and the U.K. now both have leaders with bad haircuts.
Yeah, I know. He's not an attractive man, God bless him, right?
I'm only referring to the haircut.
Right. Yes.
Not going anywhere other than that.
Yeah.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Did Ilhan Omar marry her brother in order to get into the country? If she did, that would be immigration fraud, a felony, potentially cost her a citizenship. But did it happen? Well, fact checkers jumped to correct Trump, assuming he must be wrong, being the racist bigot he is. Once he suggested somebody ought to look into it. Did she? Well, here's what we know. The closest thing, this is from the Washington Free Beacon, the closest thing to evidence against the claim presented, that Trump was talking about, basically, is from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Omar showed a Star Tribune reporter photos on her cell phone of immigration documents with a list of members of her family. The problem, though, is that the paper asked for copies of those documents, and she declined to provide any. So what do we know? Well, the Daily Beast and PolitiFact and all that, they tried to fact check this. So they could, you know, get Trump for lying. I came up empty handed. They can't disprove that she married a brother, committed immigration fraud to get into the country, then married another man while still married to her brother, which would break a bunch of laws. But they can't prove it either. Here's what we know. And this is according to the Minnesota Star Tribune, which has been on this. And PolitiFact couldn't answer the question, so they talked to the editor of the Star Tribune, a mainstream media publication. Here's what the editor told PolitiFact. That it is indeed fact that Omar lied on her tax return. Now, why there has been no prosecution for this is an absolute mystery. You don't try this. She claimed to, this is fact. She claimed to be married to her current husband, Ahmed Abdisalon Hirsi, when in fact she was not. She filed jointly with him. She's actually still married to the man many believe is her brother at the time. He says, my interest as an editor began with the silence she maintained about her improper tax filing. By the way, she got the Hillary Clinton deal. Wouldn't it be nice if you kind of cheated on your taxes and broke the law? And then they said, oh, look here, Hill. Yeah, it looks like the New York Times member, she said, it looks like they underreported by $50 million. Oh, she was allowed to just refile it with, you know, more correct information. You don't get that deal unless you have liberal privilege. They just nail your rear end to the wall. Come on, you know who you're married to. She didn't do it accidentally. Anyway, here's what the editor says. So we know she's committed tax fraud. That we know. But no one will ever touch her for it. My interest as an editor began with the silence she maintained about her improper tax filing. Improper. Well, at least they acknowledged something went on there. Said editor Kevin Diaz. She would say only that she had corrected the 2014-2015 tax filings and would not divulge anything about why she had filed taxes with a man she was not married to when she was separated but still married to someone else. That someone many believe is her brother. After reviewing the evidence collected by those suggesting that Elmi was Omar's brother, Diaz assigned two reporters to come to a conclusion. We felt as journalists, if there was smoke, it was our job to look behind, see if there was fire. The biggest impediment to finding out the truth was Omar, the editor said. And again, this is the local mainstream media paper. What's really made it hard is that she's been unwilling to address any of our questions. That's what has fueled the controversy. We've asked her these questions. We've also asked her to make her father available. We've asked her to make her brother available. We've tried to reach Elmi, her brother. We've tried to reach her sisters. Her family couldn't put this question of Elmi's relationship to Omar to rest easily. Now, we know she was married to Elmi. At least she declared that to be the case in the immigration documents. So there's two questions here. One, were they really married? Or was she committing immigration fraud by pretending they were? And two, is he her brother? Is he her half-brother, her full brother? Is he her brother? It is believed he is her brother. But this is why they need to talk to the family. So that's the part they can't get. So they have gone, Diaz, which is the editor, has gone to her repeatedly, and they can't get anywhere from her with her. So this whole, when you hear this is a white supremacist alt-right conspiracy to tar her with marriage to her brother and all that kind of crap that the left is slinging right now, understand the confusion about this was created by Omar. The fact that it still lingers is because Omar won't address it. Again, if it were merely rumors that she married a brother, committed immigration fraud to get into the country, that would be one thing. But the reason the paper asked was because she'd already been caught committing tax fraud. Claiming to have been in the tax documents, claiming to have been married to one man, who she still claims is her husband today, while on her immigration documents covering the same time period, she was claiming to be married to another man who many believe is her brother. So they need more evidence they need more information to clear that up. She is refusing to provide it. So when you hear, oh, it's a racist conspiracy, it's just rumors. Nah, she could kill this if she wanted to today. It's not true. She could cooperate with her hometown paper. She refuses to. So, yeah, it's really, really frustrating. So anyway, the fact checkers wanted to body slam Trump over this, and they haven't been able to. Yeah, so that's the state of it. So, I mean, and again, it's her own, it's not a rumor, it just came out of nowhere. It's her own filing on her immigration documents where she claims to be married to the guy people believe is her brother. She started this. So she has no right, and watch as she'll complain. She has no right to complain about this. She's been given ample opportunity to clear it up and refuses. By the way, a Republican would never survive it. They wouldn't survive the tax fraud with the marriage thing, never mind the immigration documents.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.